Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, September 28th. Nancy Pelosi taking a page out of Gwyneth Paltrow's playbook. Conscious uncoupling is the theme of the day on Capitol Hill. So listeners of this podcast know that I'm pretty obsessed with looking at these four huge things that Congress is trying to deal with all at the same time. You've got a government shutdown looming just 2 days away from now because the fiscal year comes to an end and the spending bills have not been passed. You have the Treasury Secretary sort of setting a finite deadline that October 18th is sort of the drop-dead day when we go off a cliff in terms of defaulting on our debt, something the United States has never done and actually goes against what's prescribed in the Constitution. Those are two pretty big things in and of themselves. Then, of course, there's the Biden agenda items, which is getting through this bipartisan infrastructure deal, roads, bridges, tunnels, broadband, all of that hard infrastructure, $1.2 trillion, and 19 Republicans in the Senate voted for it with the Democrats there. When's the last time you saw that in Washington on a major legislative agenda item from a president? That kind of bipartisan work, and yet it's still being held up because progressives are trying to use it as leverage to get that fourth and final piece accomplished, which is the Build Back Better agenda, that reconciliation bill, which has all the social spending, pre-K and free community college and home health care and expanded Obamacare and getting dental and vision and hearing aids in Medicare, all of that, including efforts to combat climate change, all in that other bill that is the very heart and soul of what progressives hope to accomplish during this presidency. So all of that is a pretty full plate for Speaker Pelosi, for Senate Majority Leader Schumer, and clearly for the president. What the speaker is doing today is uncoupling the debt ceiling increase to avoid default from the government funding bill that will keep the lights on and keep the doors open and keep government functioning. The Democrats have been putting those two issues together to try to force Republicans' hand. Hey, I know you don't want to vote to increase the debt ceiling, but you're going to have to vote against funding the government also. Think about how that'll play. That was sort of the theory of the case. Well, Republicans were like, no, Democrats control all the levers of government. We have no reason to be rational or responsible actors in this moment, apparently. And so it's going to be on you to figure it out. Well, they went forward with a vote last night in the Senate, and the result was, of course, a fait accompli. The Republicans did not vote to fund the government. The Republicans did not vote to raise the debt ceiling. And here was Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in response.
Our country is staring down the barrel of two totally Republican-manufactured disasters, a government shutdown and a first-ever default on the national debt. The impacts of both would gravely harm every single American in this country. Republicans would let the country default for the first time in history.
So Democrats are on their own for these big bits of regular business, if you will. Funding the government, not defaulting on debt. These are not Biden agenda items. These are the basic function of our government. And now Republicans have said, we want no part of joining you in handling those basic functions. And so Democrats now are separating the two. Fine. We will have a separate clean vote on a continuing resolution to keep the government running past Thursday midnight and a standalone vote on raising the debt ceiling. We may see some of these votes actually come later today or tomorrow, but those deadlines are real and they're looming. Now, for the Biden agenda, Nancy Pelosi did a 180-degree turnaround last night. She met with her caucus, the House Democrats, who you know are divided right now between progressives and moderates, over whether or not these two bills, the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the larger social spending bill, move through the chamber together. Nancy Pelosi made clear last night to her caucus, she is going to decouple those two things. Now, this was her insistence at the beginning of this process last spring, saying one will not move forward without the other. And now, a complete about-face. So begins the Pelosi pressure on the progressives now. It is now arm-twisting time. These next 48 hours will be critical. Can she convince the progressives in her caucus to back off their stance, to not vote for the bipartisan infrastructure deal until there is this reconciliation bill in place? Here was Speaker Pelosi earlier today.
Our president has said, I will support the infrastructure, the, whatever we can agree to in a bipartisan way, but I will not confine my vision for the future to what that bipartisan infrastructure will be. We will go forward with the reconciliation, and we will. So in the next day or so, we hope to come to a place where we can all move forward on that.
Now, just because Nancy Pelosi says there's going to be a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure deal on Thursday, a challenge, if you will, to the progressives to deny President Biden an important legislative victory when he badly needs one politically. That's going to be the challenge. But just because Nancy Pelosi says it so doesn't mean the votes will be there. And she's made clear she's not going to bring it up for a vote unless she has the votes. And what we're hearing today from many progressive members, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there's still a no-go. AOC says she's not voting for the bipartisan infrastructure bill unless there's an agreement on this broader social spending package. Well, that may be why you see Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two moderate Senate Democrats, down to the White House for individual meetings with the president so that he can get to some kind of an agreement. What will the Senate accept with its moderates so that all 50 Senate Democrats can coalesce around and support a social spending bill? That way, then telling House progressives, we got something in the Senate. This will pass through. You can now vote for the bipartisan infrastructure plan. So the president is clearly trying to work this now with those moderate Dems to give the progressives assurances that their votes will not be for naught, that there will be that second bill. But there's such distrust. And even with Nancy Pelosi applying the pressure, even with Joe Biden trying to work out a deal right now, the votes are still not there from the progressives. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.